So that's where Sedgwick gets its name from, the fort. Is it sitting on the same place that the fort was?
No.
It's not? Okay. Just got its name from it.
Okay. I have understood that Sedgwick at first called Henderson. And just the 2 or 3 years, they changed it. Now there's a Henderson just out of Denver.
Oh, okay. I don't know where that is. That's interesting.
It's up in the Fort Leavenworth, Fort Upton area, I think.
Do you know when Sedgwick was founded or when it was started?
It was celebrated in 1905, and I think about that 1905 or 1906. They separated it and staked it out. And my father, when he came to Sedgwick, he took a team and a walking plow and plowed along the stake lines because the stakes were getting knocked down, so they wanted to hit the market, so he just plowed a furrow along the stake lines.
So your father moved there before the... Really before the...
Well, Main Street was building pretty fast, but the residences were just trying to get residences started.
So y'all had moved there right after the town started. Mm-hmm. Why did they start the town right there? Was there a reason?
Well, there had been a... the railroad put in a sidetrack about every so many miles for section crews to maintain the tracks. Mm.
The different homesteads?
Well... It's I suppose they had about 7 or 8, maybe 10 miles long, where they would have section crew work at the railroad, keeping up and maintaining it, the railroad, replacing ties or driving spikes and such like.
Oh, so the railroad was going through there?
Yeah.
Okay.
To maintain the railroad, that's the west through.
I see. So the railroad went through Sedgwick there. That's why they
railroad was built. First railroad was built in 1881 from here to Denver. And it was a private corporation, I suppose. It wasn't the Union Pacific that built it. It was somebody built it and then put in trains. And during the freight, they were competing with the freight teams of horses and oxen. Well, they got high rates because they had fast traffic, you know. And they'd take stuff that come off the railroad. The Union Pacific built through here into Chapel and Cheyenne, but didn't go to Denver. We were building through for the West Coast. So this railroad company put in this railroad. Well, they kept on them making big profits. Union Pacific tried to buy them out, and they wouldn't sell. Well, they were making the cost of the railroad every year, you might say. Finally, the railroad, Union Pacific, they started in parallel, building another line through, and as soon as they got well started on their grades, well, then they come to terms because they knew that they would have nothing after the Union Pacific built their line. Well, they wouldn't have anything to haul, so they sold out. And that's the way it happened. Now, if you ask for Union Pacific, when the line was built through, they'll tell you it was 1882, but it actually was built a year or two before that by this other company. But when they got hold of it, that's when they considered it built.
Get a different story, don't you?
Yes, a different story.
My goodness.
And then they had for years, they had a little grocery store Sedgwick there, and I suppose you couldn't buy much more than you can buy at a filling station nowadays for groceries.
Was Sedgwick bigger in the early days than it is now?
Oh, yes, from 1910 to 1925, I suppose, we got up to about 450 perhaps. Now we've got a little over 200 population.
200.
But a lot of the families at that time are big families, 6 or 8, sometimes 10 kids to a house. Now it's grandpa and grandma living in the house. Maybe more houses than all there was then, but only half the population. Hmm.